Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast, the Young Woman of God Pod. This is Cordy Cozy, coming back to you with another podcast in 2024. So here it goes. Okay, so today is Friday. I don't even know the date. April something. Friday, April something. But anyways, there has been a topic that's been heavy on my heart lately, and I really wanted to talk about it. So I figured I'd jump on the podcast, and you guys can play this like in the car, while you're taking a shower, while you're doing the dishes, whatever. But I just feel it so strong from the Lord that I have a lot of Bible I'm going to bring up today. So what I want to talk about is the topic of alone. And just to like give you some background, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I have 3 kids, 4, 2, and 3 months. So I stay home with with all of them. My 4-year-old does go to preschool for a few hours during the week. But then I have all 3 kids. So I am alone a lot, which is the title of the podcast is called All Alone, because I want to talk about alone time and also like being alone, feeling alone and lonely. So basically, I was reading through in Matthew this week, and like it just, a lot of things stood out to me. And so I kind of started looking around, and as I was driving the other night, taking some alone time, the Lord was like piecing different verses in my mind. So I kind of just wrote everything out. And so I really think this is going to encourage you today. So I'm just going to start reading some scripture. So in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 to 39 in the New Living Translation, it says, this is Jesus talking. He says, "If you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it." And you know what? I feel like that is a very powerful verse, because, nothing should come before our relationship with God. So if you're a believer and you call yourself a Christian and you've given your life to Christ, that's exactly what it should be, is you've given your life to Christ, meaning I'm not in the driver's seat anymore. I am a passenger princess, but not really, because I mean, you do have some actions to take, but God is in control. God is in the front seat. You know, all my decisions are going to go through what does the word of God say about my situation. And that takes time, you know, like for people who you just given your life to Christ a couple weeks ago, it's going to take time to learn that, and to learn the language that God speaks, which is in the Bible. But one of the big things that this, you know, this passage of scripture is talking about is that stood out to me personally. If you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. And like, I was like, dang, that is like super powerful, because, or, you know, for if you don't have kids yet, if you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. And like, let me just break this down real quick to say that Jesus is not saying, don't love your mother, don't love your father, don't love your kids, you know, only love me, that's it. That's not what he's saying here. He's saying, if you love them more than him, if you are giving your kids top priority over your relationship with God, that's a problem. If you are giving your mom and your dad, their opinion of you means more to you than your relationship with God, you're putting that above your walk with God, you know, that's a problem. And really anybody, you know, a friend, whoever it is. Whatever is coming before God is a problem. And so especially being a stay-at-home mom, like, it just totally struck me because I was like, wow, like, you know, it is easy to try to put your kids above your walk with God. But anyways, you know, that really stood out to me. And then I was just thinking of the importance of alone time as a mom, and then as just a human being, like, in your walk with God. So, I was thinking about, I looked up in the Bible app, there were several times in the New Testament where Jesus Christ himself, Jesus, you know, he was perfect, he did everything right. He took several times away to just be alone with God. So in Luke 5:16, it says, but Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. In John 6:15, it says, when Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king, he slipped away into the hills by himself. In Matthew 14:13, it said, as soon as Jesus heard the news, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone. But the crowds heard where he was headed and followed on foot from many towns. Okay. In this Matthew verse, like, it honestly just shows the crowds were constantly following him everywhere he went. Like, just as if, you know, like, they knew all these people where he was, they knew that, like, there's this guy here that can heal every sickness. He can heal every disease. He can tell you what was in your past. He can tell you your present. He can just, so, like, everybody was amazed by Jesus. And so, constantly throughout the New Testament, as he was walking on the earth, people, crowds were following him. Like, so much so that when, you know, the story of the woman who pushed through the crowd to touch the hem of his garment to get her healing for her body, you know, he was pushing through crowds, like, people were touching him. And I've said this before in one of my Instagram reels about, like, mom guilt, because when I was a new mom, one thing that I kind of struggled with, I guess, like, not struggle, I don't know. Struggle is not really the right word. But, like, one thing I thought about, I was like, yo, like, Jesus is a guy. God is a man. He created women. But also, how, like, you know, the Bible tells us that, you know, like, that Jesus encountered the full human experience. But, so, like, there's nothing that he can't help us with. But there was, like, a point in time as a new mom, and I'm just like, well, like, Jesus wasn't a new mom postpartum, like, breastfeeding her baby. She, you know, and then the Lord reminded me of that story of the woman with the issue of blood. You know, he might not have been a mother giving birth. However, Jesus totally knew what it was like to be followed around by people all day, which is, like, mom life, and, like, constantly touched, constantly poked at, constantly, you know, people constantly asking him questions, so much so that he often, the Bible tells us in Luke 5:16, he often withdrew to the wilderness to just pray, to be alone, to get, you know, shut out the noise. And if Jesus himself had to do that, he had to take this alone time, then we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't feel guilty as moms, like, mom guilt, for doing that. Why would we feel guilty about something that Jesus embodied? You know, why should we feel guilty or feel shamed or feel, like, bad about needing time for ourselves? Like, we just shouldn't. Like, if that's something that Jesus himself had to do, why do we think that we're above him? Right there. Why do we think, you know, and that's what I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me. You're not above Jesus. Jesus had to take time alone. He took time alone to pray, to be alone with me. And so anyways, I feel like that kind of just goes right hand in hand with the first verse. Like, it can get to a point where you are putting others before God, ultimately. And so, like, I just kind of want to challenge you today in the same way that God was, like, challenging me to just really press into God. It doesn't matter And you might not even be a stay-at-home mom. I don't know what your situation is, but we all have distractions in our life. We all have, you know, you working a job and dealing with the stuff around you, social media, like just a bunch of different things, but like are like putting God above the noise, taking time alone with God, shutting your phone off, you know, taking time to fast and pray, taking that time. And that's something that Jesus did. Like he withdrew to pray and there's nothing wrong with it. It's actually needed. If Jesus did it, then, you know, it's not one of the Ten Commandments to take alone time with God. However, if Jesus did something, like I want to do something. Like our whole Christian walk is supposed to be becoming Christ-like. So yeah, you might not find, you know, take time alone to pray in the Ten Commandments. However, if Jesus did it, like I want to do it. I think it's necessary, like for sure, to take that alone time with God. And so, you know, I was just really thinking about that this week, just taking that alone time, whether it's in the car, whether it's after your kids go to bed, turn off freaking Netflix and take time to pray during your kids' nap time or during your lunch break, instead of scrolling on Facebook, like really taking that time to pray and to seek God and to, you know, spend time with him and read your word. You know, that's huge too. Like really reading your Bible for yourself is so important so that you can hear God's voice and you know what his voice sounds like. And I'll tell you, like, you know, I've been a Christian. I rededicated my, you know, I was raised a lot of the ways in Christianity. My mom was a Christian. But when I was 19, I really got serious with my walk with God. And so I'm 29 now. So it's been 10 years. And just in the 10 years that I've had just consistently like taking time to read my Bible, I'll have days where if I haven't read my Bible that day, but I'm just praying with God, he'll bring up all these scriptures that maybe the day I read them, I didn't even like, it didn't register anything with me. But all of a sudden, like, it's like the scripture, like right now, the scripture that says like the Holy Spirit will bring unto your remembrance certain things. And so that's the Holy Spirit's job. Like I will have read something months ago, but then when I'm going through something, it'll come to my remembrance and I'll say, oh, I know what God says about this. And so that's the importance of reading your word is it will affect your day-to-day activities and how you make your choices. So anyways, okay, so this is part two. So part two, I want to talk about feeling alone. And so, you know, that is something that I think a lot of people feel. I think a lot of people feel lonely. I think a lot of people feel like whatever they're dealing with, that they're alone in that. And ultimately, when you have God, you are never alone. And if you haven't accepted Christ and, you know, given your life to him and been born again, that is what God wants to give you. He wants to be in your life. You know, he wants to be in your life, not to hurt you, not to like, you know, be a jerk or whatnot. Like he literally wants to be a father to his child that he created, that he has a plan and purpose for. And so that you never have to face anything alone. And so there are so many, you know, there are so many times in my own life that I've gone through something or I've been dealing with something and I've just, you know, just you feel alone. It's like, does anybody know what I'm doing? Does anybody care what I'm going through? Nobody truly understands. Like you have those feelings and then, you know, I'll feel like literally feel the arms of God like wrap around me to let me know that I'm not alone. And like, I don't know how people make it through life without God, because those are the moments that it's like, that truly like carry you through life is like knowing that I'm never alone, that anything I face, that anything I'm dealing with or going through, that there is somebody who cares. There's somebody who literally wants to help me and who will do, you know, everything to help me. And so I want to read you a few scriptures on that. So let's see. Deuteronomy 31:8. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. And then in Isaiah 49:14-15, it says, yet Jerusalem says, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us. Never can a mother forget her nursing child. She can't. And then it says, can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that was possible, I would never forget you. And then in Psalm 68:19, it says, praise the Lord, praise God our Savior, for each day he carries us in his arms. So those are just three scriptures to remind you that whatever you're facing and whatever you're going through, you are not alone. And God loves and cares about you so much. He literally sent his son to die for you to show you how much he loves and cares about you, to bridge that gap that was between us so that we didn't have to go to a priest or we didn't have to go to another person to communicate with God. Like, he sent Jesus so that we personally, me and you, could go to God ourselves and have a personal relationship with him, not just through somebody else, not through offerings of goats and rams and all that stuff, but to have that personal relationship. And so, like, yeah, I just want to speak encouragement over you, because God is always with you. And you know, as moms, as human beings, especially as moms, though, I feel like that is kind of like, you know, young women. I like to speak to, you know, young moms, young women, because I feel like it's so easy for us to fall into like the loneliness. I feel lonely. I feel like forgotten about. And it's not true. You are seen by God. You are loved by God. You are known, fully known by God. Everything you've ever done, you know, and he still loves you. He loves you so much. And so, but we do, you know, we do have to put him first. It says, you know, back to that Matthew verse, if you cling to your life, you will lose it. So stop trying to grab at clothes to make you feel better about yourself, or food to try to make you feel better about yourself, or a boy to make you feel better about yourself. Like, stop clinging to it. What that verse means is, if you cling to your life on earth, the earthly things that we can see and touch, money, status, titles, you know, just anything, beauty. If you try to cling to those things in life, you're going to lose it. It's going to slip out of your grasp, because the grass withers and the flower fades. Everything on this earth will fade, but the word of the Lord is what lasts forever. So then it says, but if you give up your life for me, you will find it. If you give up, just give up all that crap, you know, like, stop holding on to it. Stop holding on. Stop putting what your mom thinks about you above what God thinks about you. You know, stop putting your son and daughter, like, you're not going to go to church because your kid's, you know, soccer game or something. It's like, who comes first in your life? And it's easy to fall into that, because of course we love our children so much. Like the other verse just said, like, could a mother hate her child that she bore? Even if it were possible, God wouldn't, you know? So it's like, obviously God put that in us for a reason. We want to be good moms. We want to be, you know, good parents. But is your parenting and your kids coming before you putting God first in your life? And this is the thing, when you give up your life for God is when you will find it. It's when you put God first and make those sacrifices. No, we're not doing this. On Sundays, we go to church. This is going to be the stand that we take. When you take that stand for God, God takes that stand for you, and you get a blessing in return. And so I'm going to close out with this verse from Revelation. It's Revelation 2:2-7. And actually, I'm just going to double check, because I think Jesus said that. I just want to make sure before I say it. Revelation Why am I not able to find it? It's the last book of the Bible. Hold on. Okay, yes, these are red letters. Jesus said this. So Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 through 7. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But, this is a big but, I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches. But this is in your favor. You hate the evil deeds of the Nicolaitans, just as I do. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he's saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of God. So he was saying, like, okay, you might not be putting up with evil stuff. You've been patient, you've endured, you know, you stay away from evil people, you recognize who are liars. Like, these are all good things. And he says that, you know, this is what you have going for you. But this is the complaint that I have. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. And it's like that first love, like God needs to be our first love before our husband, before our friends, before our parents, before our children. Like, who is your first love in your life? And the answer is God, you know, like he is it. And so, like, nobody else is going to be able to fill that void. Nobody else is going to be able to give us what our heart is craving for, which is God. We can try to fill it with this and that and all these other things, but at the end of the day, it's not going to fill that void. And we're just going to keep coming up empty because he is the only thing. You know, it's kind of a corny quote, but I love it because I don't even know who said it, but it's like, everybody has a God-shaped hole in their heart. And it's honestly the truth. Like, we can try to grasp at all these other things. We can try to fill our time up. We can do all the self-care. We can get our hair did. We can do our nails. We can go shopping. We can get a new outfit. We can have brunch with the girls. We can watch that Netflix show. You know, we can do all these things. But that's not a substitute for quality time spent with our Heavenly Father. We need that alone time, and we need God all the time to be first in our life. And so, you know, that's what's truly going to make us feel not alone. So that is all I have to say for today. And I'm just going to pray over you real quick. Father God, I just thank you so much for all these wonderful women that have tuned in today. And maybe they're listening today, maybe they're listening a year from now. But I just know that wherever they are listening at, that you want to meet them exactly where they're at. And that I just thank you, Lord, that from today on, everything changes for them, Lord. Everything changes. We're going to start new routines. We're going to set appointments every day. Okay, this time of the day, I'm reading my Bible for 15 minutes. This time of the day, I'm praying for 15 minutes. We can do that. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to do amazing things through that. Let us always keep you as our first, you as our first love in our life, Lord. And let everything else fade away and let us know that our heart burns for you and only for you, God. We thank you and we love you. And I just thank you for what you're going to do through this, Lord. You get all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. What I hope that you gathered from this podcast is that in order for us to be the best moms, for us to be the best friends, for us to be the best daughters, is not by putting everybody else above God. It's by putting God first and keeping that order. And in doing so, when we take that time with God and we put him first and we take a stand to make sure that we put him before anything else, That's when we are the best moms, because God is then our strength, and then we can be the best moms that we can be. By taking that alone time, we can be a better mom to our kids. By taking rest, just like God did, we are becoming the best moms and wives that we can be. All those things, when we set our lives up right, the Bible says when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all other things will be added to us. So in all these things, at the end of the day, it's not to neglect our families or to forget about their needs, but it's to put the right order. God first. Once we do that, then everything else comes second. It's when we put the priority higher on something else that things get out of order and then turn into a mess. So I hope you enjoyed listening to the podcast today. Thanks for not making it weird that I'm just talking into my phone and that there are other people on the other end of this phone. So subscribe, hit your girl up with a good review, follow me on Insta at Cordy Cozy, and send me a message if this encouraged you today. All right, have a good day and God bless.